What's with all the ironing?
I'm the office newbie. I can't go to work all wrinkly.
Well, that doesn't keep Barbara Walters' mug off the view. You're a witch. Why not get rid of wrinkles in some witchy way?
Okay, how many times do I have to remind you? Roxy and Morgan live here now, so that means no magic, no going through the magic portal to the other realm, and no matter how late I'm running, no reversing the rotation of the Earth.
Well, since you're getting all domestic with small hot irons, how about you make me a waffle? Very funny.
Hey, you're the one who's always making eyes at Mrs. Butterworth. Red-penciled every line.
Yeah, she can be pretty vicious with that red pencil. This morning, she took issue with my new shirts.
And I suppose you have any X-Men underoos to match.
I'm not going to take them out of the package. They'll lose their value.
Guys, after work, I want you to go check out this club. Ashanti's doing a gig at the Civic Center, and she may show up there. James, try and see if you can get some pictures, and Cole, try to grab her for some questions.
Will do.
And none of them should be, are you free later?
Hey, J-Lo grabbed my butt.
Don't worry, Annie. Leonard and I will keep an eye on him.
And I'll keep an eye on all three of them. What? It's a work thing, and I'd like to go, too.
No offense, but do you even know who Ashanti is?
She had the number one album and the number one single at the same time. She's rising faster than Britney Spears, who, by the way, gave me private dance lessons in Paris.
What?
Long story. Where's this club, and what time are we meeting?
Okay. It's on the docks. Meet us at Pier 38 at 9 o'clock.
On the docks? Cool. We aren't going to be throwing tea in the harbor, too, are we? Hey, guys. Hey, Harvey.
Hi.
Sabrina, great. We need your help. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a rush. I'm so excited. I'm going out with my coworkers for the first time. But what's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you what's not going on. A surprise birthday party for me. And that is the third and final time I fall for that one.
Sabrina, we said that we were going to spend tonight cleaning out the closets and getting rid of junk. And by that, I mean Roxy's clothes.
If we dumped half your makeup, we'd have room for an ice skating rink. I'm sorry. Look, I promise I'll help tomorrow. I gotta go change.
We're running out of closet space. How come no one uses this one?
No!
We can't go in there! Why not?
Oh, my God, I know what's going on. You have a tanning bed in there.
No. It's a bug zapper. Ooh. Oh, that must have been a horsefly. Oh, no, forget about this closet. I need a cool outfit to wear to the club tonight. Do you think you could lend me one of your creations? Nice neighborhood. So, how do we find this club? Do we just follow the chalk outlines?
Break out of your cozy little world. You can't live your life in a bubble.
Sure you can. My bubble has a very low crime rate.
Hey, there's the green light bulb.
That would be the club.
Unless it's an environmentally friendly brothel.
Hey, man. We're from Scorch Magazine.
Holding Mary-Kate. You can't come in here wearing that.
Who are you calling Mary-Kate? The only twins I see around here are your chins. Hey, you just let them in, and she had plastic banana Brits in her hair.
Reminds me of my brother.
Is there a problem?
I don't know. No problem. I know how this works. You want a tip. Okay, well, I got a tip for you. Get out of town.
Hey, look. If all of us can't get in, then none of us should go in. And forget about Ashanti, all right? She's another one of Annie's rumors.
That is true. One time, little Bow Wow was supposed to be in the hospital. Turns out his Shih Tzu was getting spayed.
Thanks, guys.
Next time we go out, I'll help you with your look. Scenesters are into a little something called goth. Vampires, gargoyles, hepatitis C.
Oh, please, my people invented goth.
What'd you say?
Broth. I said my people invented broth. Yeah. Before us, everybody just ate dry chicken and vegetables. Hey, I know a place open all night, no cover, and an awesome DJ who plays exactly what you want to hear. Okay, E7 coming up.
All right, look.
All right, come on.
So the police let me out of jail just in time to dance in the carnival parade, but I kept my clothes on. I'm not saying my date did. You see, in Brazil, during Carnival, everyone dances in the streets naked.
I know what happens at Carnival. I mean, thank God for laser hair removal, right?
You been to South America?
Sort of. Well, I was Epcot, but they stamped my passport.
You ain't never been to South America. That reminds me of this time I was on a float with the king and queen of Mardi Gras. Actually, it was the same dude.
New Orleans has the best food. They have a Philly cheesesteak there that's even better than you get in Chicago.
Look, don't worry. The great thing about a job like this is it gets you out into the world, which would do you a lot of good.
Okay, guys, you know, maybe I've never been to Brazil or been thrown in jail naked, but I have been to plenty of places and done lots of stuff.
I'm sure you have. But we're talking about, you know, jumping out of plane type stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you're adventurous in your own way. We mean like running with the bulls. Remember in Chicago, I got all the way to half court before security busted me?
I remember.
See, we are men of experience. We live life on the edge. I could tell you stories that would make your hair curl. Like eating unwashed fruit in Mexico.
That's crazy.
You're crazy. For your information, I have seen the inside of the volcanoes in Hawaii. I've been to the top of Mount Everest, and I've even ridden the roller coaster on the Rings of Saturn.
Excuse me?
The Rings of Saturn, you know, the amusement park in Florida? Near Bible Land? Okay, how about another song? Patsy Cline? Crazy? No. Still crazy after all these... No, okay. How about we just talk, you know, guy talk? So, that Anna Kournikova, I mean, she is hot! Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, have you guys ever blurted something out under pressure that would make everyone think you're weird?
Weird how? Creepy, scary, Sixth Sense weird, or freakish, odd, Liza's husband weird?
I'd say, like, backwards white jacket weird.
Ooh, that reminds me. Gotta call Mom. Lockdown's in 10 minutes.
Hey, this is the to get rid of box. I'm gonna toss it in the back of the car.
Oh, wait. That's my sweater. And those are my jeans. This is my box. I'm not giving this stuff away.
What about helping the less fortunate?
Well, I don't see any Roxy stuff in there.
I think the less fortunate have enough problems.
Hey, Harvey, you still helping them move boxes?
No, I fooled them. This is the same box. I've just been carrying it up and down the stairs for the last half an hour.
Good idea, just carrying an empty box.
Empty. So, did you have fun with your coworkers tonight?
Not really. We were all sitting, talking, and suddenly I blurted out about that time I went to the Rings of Saturn with Aunt Hilda.
Did you mention that all I got was a lousy T-shirt?
Sabrina, why did you tell them that?
I couldn't help it. They were all trading stories about their big exotic exploits, and I couldn't even tell them that I once broke the sound barrier on a Hoover upright.
Look, maybe they'll think you were using a figure of speech. You know, that the Rings of Saturn is something everyone's saying.
By the way, we're taking a load to the shelter in the city tomorrow, Sabrina, so make sure you have your junk in the car.
But I have to work tomorrow.
Hello, Roxy and I have jobs too.
Okay, I'll go on my lunch break, but I can't be late getting back. Tomorrow at work, I'm going to be doing more damage control than Mariah Carey's publicist.
Why? What's going on?
Well, here's the thing. I said something to my coworkers, and now they think I'm all girl interrupted.
Well, the next time someone does that, just say, excuse me, I was talking.
Oh, hey, Jody, I love those shoes. They are totally Rings of Saturn. Hey, Brett, we missed you last night. We had a great time. Yeah, it was like roller coasting on the Rings of Saturn. Oh, come on, hasn't anyone here heard that expression? I mean, where have you people been? Come on, hip it up!
Jonathan hired her. I think you should know about this.
It's none of his business, Squealy McSquawkbox.
It's none of his business.
Okay, I don't want to rat on anybody, but I think Jonathan should know the new girl may be slightly off.
Judas, party of 13, your table's ready.
Man, come on, Lynn. She said Britney Spears taught her how to dance. She said her people created golf, and that whole thing about your roller coaster on Saturn, I think her umbilical cord was wrapped too tight.
Hey, look, Jonathan hired Sabrina for a reason I cannot fathom, but as long as her behavior isn't dangerous, we're going to treat her like just another Scorch employee.
With a chemical imbalance like a public pool.
Hey, Annie, I love the hair. It's totally Rings of Saturn. Hey, come on. It's all good. Didn't catch on right away either. Okay, guys, my lunch break is only an hour, and the last time I was late, Annie made me sing the Tardy song to the whole custodial staff.
Man, these boxes are heavy.
Well, here, let's use this cart.
You know the best thing about giving stuff to the poor?
Yep, it means we get to buy new stuff.
Hey, we're losing valuable merchandise. Great, now I'm gonna have angel hair.
Hold on, one more. There. Now the queen has her robe.
Well, the queen has some weird friends. You know, how come they can surgically relocate your belly button, but they can't fix the grocery cart wobbly wheel problem?
Hey! This is a crosswalk, buddy! There better be a cooler full of kidneys in your back seat!
Oh, high strung. Sign of quality breeding. Between you and me, I'm a sucker for the crazy girls.
Too bad, because I hear Susie in accounting has a thing for you.
Really?
It's got to be a Susie, right? Hey, James, look, about the shopping cart and all the junk, it's actually a funny story.
No need to explain. No worries. These voices in your head, though, they don't say kill the photographer, do they?
Very funny. Come back and get your quarter. Or at least take a pencil for it.
Annie, something has got to be done about Sabrina.
James.
No, you didn't see her today at lunch. With the cart, the blanket, and the trash. She looked like a bag lady. James, I think you're overreacting. We really don't know anything about Sabrina.
He's right. I mean, this could be her sad, desperate attempt to give herself a little edge. You know, like when the Bush girls get drunk and make out with Democrats.
Okay, look, all I'm saying is that Jonathan should know when he hires people on impulse, it could be dangerous.
Well, I think dangerous is sexy. My last date jumped out of my car while it was still moving.
Maybe she's just got some problems at home.
Does she even have a home? One that doesn't say this end up and melt in the rain?
Okay, this is ridiculous, okay? I know you guys are talking about me and you think I'm a weirdo.
No, we don't.
No.
Okay, look, and I just want you to know that I do have a home, and I invite any of you, except you, anytime, to come over and see my regular, normal home. Why is Dylan wearing a Tutti Frutti hat?
I put it on him. Isn't it cute?
And why are you sitting on the coffee table?
Before another day of moving boxes around, I thought I'd warm up with some yoga. I'm attempting to levitate.
Well, do you have to do it here? Cole's coming over to take me to work, and it won't help things if he thinks I'm living with a wacko.
Sorry, I'm not moving from the spot until I levitate.
Anything?
Nah, I'm trying to think this yoga thing's a scam.
Morning, everyone.
What's up? Why are you wearing a chip clip on your nose?
Ow. I am reshaping my nose without surgery. I wear it when I sleep. Like headgear.
Well, you look ridiculous. Okay, and maybe you should stop getting your medical advice from the dollar store.
Sabrina, you're trying too hard. Just be yourself and they'll see you for the wonderful regular girl you are.
Actually, that is really good advice. And just in case it doesn't work, go! Salem, there's an open can of tuna in the kitchen.
Ha! Nice try. I know what's going on. This guy's coming over, and you're worried a cat will make you look spinsterish.
No, what makes me look spinsterish is the cat, the two female roommates, and the large Victorian house.
Look, it's obvious you like this Cole guy. Do what anybody in your situation would do. Rub up against his leg, or stand in front of the TV and arch your back.
This is why I don't listen to you anymore, Salem. I am done taking the cat's advice, okay? I am sick and tired of hearing your nagging little voice.
Psst, meow.
Oh, what is that, sarcasm? Oh, hi, Cole. Come on in.
Hey, Sabrina.
You know, they say that, if you talk to cats, it makes them, shed less. Yeah. All right, let me go get my stuff. I'll meet you up at the car.
Sorry, we thought you guys were gone. I'm Roxy. This is Morgan.
Oh, hi. So, how long you guys been roommates with Sabrina?
We've only lived here for a few months. This house used to belong to Sabrina's aunts.
Oh, so where'd they go?
We don't know. It was really strange. They kind of just disappeared.
And you never checked out what happened to them?
Oh, Sabrina doesn't like to talk about it.
Not that Sabrina doesn't like to talk about things and keeps a lot of secrets.
Oh, she's very open. Except when it comes to that closet upstairs, right?
Oh, yeah, don't go in there!
What are you guys doing down here? I thought I told you to wait upstairs, and I thought I told you to wait in the car, and you will talk later. I mean, I'll talk to you later about shedding. Why would he talk to me? He's a cat.
Hi.
and I get along great. You know, except for little things like Morgan, the way she's always chomping her gum, I could just strangle her.
So your friends said you used to live with your aunts.
Yeah, when I was in high school, but then I grew up and I didn't need them anymore. I do miss them, though.
Well, I'm sure they'll come back and visit.
No, they won't be coming back. Oh, could you pull over by the diner? I want to get something for the office.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you know what? Listen, I just remembered. I got a conference call, and, you know, we're only a couple blocks from the office. Do you mind walking?
Oh, no problem. I'll see you back there. Okay, well, he definitely thinks I'm crazy. And the fact that I'm talking to myself is not helping. Excuse me. I need a coffee cake for my office.
Okay, we got a fruit cake.
No fruit cakes.
How about a nice nut loaf?
No, nothing nutty. I need something that says normal, not crazy, not about to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, I don't think I can fit all that on a cake. I could maybe do happy birthday, some nice balloons.
Give me a minute. Regular coffee to go?
Yep.
You have a little...
Oh, great. Well, that was the last time I let a monkey do my makeover.
You work at Scorch?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for giving me the heads up on the clown mouth. My coworkers already think I'm crazy enough as it is.
Why is that?
Oh, I said something stupid about riding a roller coaster in the rings of Saturn. It's a long story.
That's kind of cool. It paints a nice picture. You seem very artistic.
Well, I'm better with words than I am with lipstick.
$1.35.
Oh, gosh. I guess I left my wallet at the hotel.
Well, then you can get your coffee at the hotel.
Oh, I can cover your coffee.
Oh, really? That would be nice. Thank you.
No problem.
Listen, you have a card or anything? I'd like to pay you back for the coffee.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm just glad I didn't run into you at a car dealership.
Thanks again.
I don't care what Sabrina says. We need this closet space.
Morgan, don't open that.
Morgan, are these your tap shoes?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen those in years.
They look brand new.
Yeah, I realized whenever I wore them, they just made too much noise. Harvey? Harvey! That is just like him. We ask for help, and then he gets wrapped up in something else.
Okay, you know, I still think you guys are overreacting. Now, we're all going back to work, business as usual.
She may have killed her aunts. Okay, we could be dealing with an anticidal maniac.
We have nothing to worry about with Sabrina.
Hey, guys, I got a surprise. No, guys, the knife is for the cake. I brought cake. Leonard, get out from underneath the desk. Guys, sorry, I know there's been a lot of rumors about my behavior lately, but you haven't been seeing the whole picture. I mean, there's an explanation for everything. The grocery cart, the knife, the rings of Saturn.
Ooh, latte cart.
Guys, wait! I'm not a lunatic!
Hey, there you are. I wanted to pay you back your money.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. It was just coffee. But thanks. I'm Sabrina Spellman, by the way.
Hi, I'm Ashanti. Nice to meet you.
Oh, the singer Ashanti?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what's happening here. They're trying to set me up, and you're in on it. They think I'm nuts, and they're trying to push me into the deep end of the crazy pool. Very funny, guys. You can come out now.
Well, maybe this will convince you.
Boy, you fill me with so much joy. You give whatever it is I need.
Okay, you are definitely Ashanti.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be selling t-shirts after you leave?
No. Let me know if there's ever anything I can do to return the favor.
Actually, since you're offering, would you mind giving me a few minutes to do an interview? The magazine would love it, and my reputation sure could use the help around here.
I'm kind of in a rush. The tour bus is waiting outside, but you know what? Here is my manager's card. Give her a call, and she'll set something up.
Okay. Thanks.
Was that
Was someone supposed to have an interview with Ashanti?
Jonathan didn't say anything to me about it.
You didn't go saying something weird and chase her off, did you?
As a matter of fact, she came here to... Nah.
All right. Forget the manager.
Look, here's my cell number. Give me a call tonight before the show, and you can get your interview. And girl, you are definitely riding the roller coaster on the Rings of Saturn in my book. Holla!
Wow, Sabrina knows Ashanti.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Ashanti. Yeah, we're buds. We go way back.
Well, I guess we misjudged the new girl.
So, Ashanti is the one who came up with this whole Rings of Saturn thing, huh?
Well, actually, we both came up with it together. Yeah, we're like, you know, Lennon and McCartney, Simon and Garfunkel. We're Spellman and whatever Ashanti's last name is. So is anybody gonna eat this cake? Hey, looks like you got everything stowed away. What happened to Harvey?
He bailed on us hours ago.
Harvey, what happened to you?
I was giant octopus and tentacles and acid blood. It was horrible.